Our first passage is Isaiah 35. The wilderness and the dry land shall be glad. The desert shall rejoice and blossom. Like the crocus, it shall blossom abundantly and rejoice with joy and thanksgiving. The glory of Lebanon shall be given to it, the majesty of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord, the majesty of our God. Strengthen the hands and make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who are of fearful heart, be strong, do not fear. Here is your God. He will come with vengeance, with terrible recompense. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. And then the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the speechless sing for joy. For waters shall break forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert. The burning sand shall become a pool, and the thirsty ground springs of water. The haunt of jackals shall become a swamp. The grass shall become reeds and rushes.
From the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 1. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great. He will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I'm a virgin?" And the angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month for her, who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." And then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." And then the angel departed from her.
Snow, his eyes as flame. "All hail," said he, "O lowly maiden Mary, most highly favored lady.
Gloria."
"For a blessed mother shall be, all generations praise and honor thee. Your son shall be Emmanuel, was his foretold, most highly favored lady."
My soul.
from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 1, verses 18 to 25. Now, the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do so, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God with us. When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took Mary for his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had borne a son, and he named him Jesus.
And from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 2. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. And he went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. And while they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
Chapter 2, verses 8 through 20. In that region, there were shepherds living in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. For see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger. And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth, peace among those whom he favors." And when the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in a manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child. And all who were heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had seen and heard, as it had been told to them.
Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord and bless God's name. Proclaim the good news of salvation from day to day. Declare the glory of the Lord among the nations, and the wonders of the Lord among all peoples. For great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. Let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice. Let the sea roar and all that fills it. Let the field exult, and everything in it. Then shall all the trees of the forest sing for joy before the Lord, for he is coming to judge the earth. He will judge the world with righteousness, and the peoples with his truth. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth.
Let every heart prepare him.
Let us pray. Our loving God, we thank you for giving us a chance once again to celebrate the birthday of your Son. We remember with awe the signs of his arrival, the glorious singing of the angels, the beckoning twinkle of the star, the hushed stillness of the night. We praise you for all who welcomed him, for sturdy, reliable Joseph, for beautiful, gentle Mary, for the shepherds, confused but open-hearted, for the wise men, astonished and deeply moved, and even for the animals who looked on curiously and shared their home with him. Be with us, O God, in sickness and in health. Heal us. Keep us whole. Be with us in joy and in sorrow, and let our thankfulness for your presence with us shine from our faces into the lives of those around us. Let our courage in the face of grief persuade others of the strength and comfort that we receive from you. Be with us also, O God, for our protection from others as well as from ourselves when we're tempted to do wrong things. Stimulate our sense of embarrassment when we're being unreasonable or insensitive or manipulative or a nuisance. Help us to take ourselves less seriously, to take you and your will for us more seriously. O God, we pray that our hearts may always be open, not just to the Christ child, but to all your children of all ages and all nations, as you sent Jesus not just to his own people, but to the whole world as the bearer of the good news of your love. So let us carry the good news into a hurting world, beginning with our own families, our congregation, our community. Make the spirit of Christmas linger in our hearts throughout the year, that we may freely and happily share your gifts with others. We pray for those who have never heard the story of Jesus, that they may have a chance to hear it and to respond to his love. We pray for others whose lives at this time are so filled with grief or hate or fear that they're unable to trust your love. May their sufferings be relieved and their spirits lifted with hope. Reduce everywhere, O God, the murderous noise of war so that the whole world may enjoy the stillness of Christmas Eve and clearly hear the song, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace, goodwill among the people." We offer this prayer in the name of Emmanuel, your Son, our Lord and Savior, God with us. Amen.